Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Here it is, Saturday night. You know, they used to say Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. But I say to that, it's only lonely if you let it be. And now that we have all this marvelous technology, I think we better be grateful. Otherwise, what happens? You end up staring at the boob tube or reading a book.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. You know, we still use those old terms.
What, boob tube?
Yeah, those things are. Well, okay. They haven't had picture tubes for years. Though we still use that. You know, a broken record. Hey, you sound like a broken record.
You know, a lot of people don't even know what a record player is.
Some of you do because the nostalgia kicked it back. But there was a time frame where that was out of sight, out of mind. Now, it came back a little bit for nostalgia and history. But
yeah. Well, I have a son who's now going on 40. When he was in high school, he had to make a call home from the office, and all they had was a rotary dial, and he didn't know how to use it. So the secretary had to give him a mini training on using an old-fashioned phone.
Well, I remember also, if we want to go that way, we lived out in the country. Even when those rotary phones went away and all you could buy was a push-button phone, we were still rotary. It was called pulse, not dial tone. So I would push five and it would go just like a rotary phone still until we got touchstone connections.
Wow, well, that's the thing.
You live out in the boonies.
Yeah, some places still don't even have cable.
Yeah, I mean, they just now got my parents just now finally got, like, high-speed internet.
Wow.
You know what's hilarious?
No.
I told you when we went up there last year.
What?
He had no clue that he had a freaking combination DSL modem slash router Wi-Fi. His house had Wi-Fi, and he had no clue.
Well,
A little light bulb kicked on when I was trying to work on my hotspot. I'm like, I went, look, it's like, sure as shit, there's the password. Now he's enjoying Netflix.
Yep,
I'm up with Wi-Fi.
And look at that. Now he's state-of-the-art.
I told him to pass it along to the siblings when they come there. Just let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wi-Fi, and I wrote it down. Here's all they can get in.
Super.
All right, so now we can talk about the show instead of history.
Okay, first of all, let's all bow our heads. It is national.
International. Yeah, even better than national.
Bacon Day.
It is International Bacon Day. Can't make that up.
And I'll tell you, I am very suspicious of a person who doesn't like bacon.
Yeah, it's not, I don't dislike it at all. It's just I'm not a fanatical like some people.
Yeah, where they love it to death.
I mean, sometimes it hits the spot on a burger. It's like perfect if the burger is just right
and
everything.
Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much. Like this one place had like, it was actually good, but I thought it was going to be too much. They had this burger that had already bacon in it. Those were all pieces of bacon in it.
Yeah.
And then it still had bacon on it. That was like the Baconator.
My favorite is when you get a really well-made Bloody Mary, and there's bacon mixed in with the little snacks they put in there.
Oh, yeah, but you never know what you're going to get with a Bloody Mary.
Nope, you certainly
don't.
Sometimes
it's like a whole meal attached to it, shrimp and everything.
I know, it's great. You know, that bar back home where we used to occasionally go called the Reef? They would give you a great big, well, it looked like an oversized brandy snifter, and it was made as a super good spicy Bloody Mary. And your sister and I used to call it like an aquarium because there was every kind of thing floating in it. And that was a good Bloody Mary. All right, so to all of you, welcome to the show. I'm including those of you who are Facebook watchers right now. Those of you who might want to watch us in action, please go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, where you're going to find us right in the thick of it, okay? So thanks for joining us. We also have those who are on Blog Talk Radio.
Did an operational check.
Good. It was good.
Perfect.
Good to go.
Perfect clarity.
And we want to welcome all of you, the ones that call in regularly and the ones that are new. We know that globally a lot of you are tuning in, and we are really happy about that. So now I want to just remind everyone that we are using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. That is, the instrument of destruction, you could say.
Instrument of death.
In terms of this method of reading the cards. But I'm just joking. Really, that is so. All we use is an ordinary deck of playing cards. Now, we're also going to bring in a couple of additional tools, choice and change. Now, as I read your cards, and I do use a full 24-card layout, rather than just drawing a couple of, cards from the deck at random, some people like to do that for their shows. I want to see the whole playing field, the whole enchilada, you could say. So, with that said, I want to remind you about choice and change, that we're going to be right here in the present. We are going to look down that road to the future and see what that road holds. Now, maybe some of what you see is not what you really want. And we have ways to use choice and change to alter that, to improve the future, literally, before you've even lived it. Also, if you are on a path that is leading you towards great success, great happiness, a beautiful, love-filled life, well, of course, we want to choose to embrace it. I don't think we want to change that except to be ready for it. And with that said, Jimbo, I believe I'm ready to pass the torch to you.
All right. Disclaimer right off the bat. Want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. And that's a disclaimer that you see very common out there. And the other people use a similar disclaimer. And that's because we don't want new people coming on thinking, I got my one reading, so now I'm going to make all these critical life choices, some of them very drastic and scary.
Yeah.
And then, it didn't come through, so now I will sue the crap out of them. Because it must be their fault. They told me this is the future.
Yeah, we always have to remind everyone, the future does fluctuate. Not only because of your choices, but the choices that others
that you
may
never
making.
Meet ever in your life.
Exactly. So we can check in on all of that, too, and how people really feel about you. All right, Jim, I didn't mean to steal your
fine.
Thunder.
You got to carry it on. You got to explain that disclaimer. There's no stealing of thunder. That's not really much of a thunder, the disclaimer.
Well, sometimes newcomers will become so overwhelmed with the good that we see coming to them, the blessings, the abundance, that they will actually go crazy. They'll start filing for divorce, selling their houses.
Yep, that's what we're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
We want to prevent that.
So that's our disclaimer. It is what it is.
Could you take your phone and give me another down notch on the AC? A little bit warm.
We also would like to let everybody know, if you're an international caller or a Facebook viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out. And I don't remember a show where we haven't had one.
They're, right.
I don't remember last time. It's probably been a couple of years. I don't know. But it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we walked in the road. All right, let's continue on. Let's get down to the important part. This Harry is a call-in show. And they can call in on our numbers. Now, you got to call in on Skype or your phone, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have some folks on hold.
Mm-hmm.
When you call in, you will go on hold. It's going to tell you, and it's going to let you know you're going to hear the show. And if you're hearing the show, everything is perfectly operating correctly. We'll see you on a list. We won't forget you. We'll take it in the order that you called in. If you get disconnected, cell phones, internet, crap happens. Call back. It's not if you get disconnected, it's not like we're mad. It's just electronic world doing its crazy crap. So do not despair. The folks that are on Facebook, if you cannot call in, and it's possible, I shouldn't just say that. You could be listening anywhere on this globe because Blog Talk's a website, but you can't call in. So you could be not even a Facebook person. You could be a Blog Talk listener that can't call in.
True.
But you will have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, because then we'll open the door only when we say so for people to messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger. That gives you the opportunity to not have to spend a lot of money trying to call in, and you get a live reading. And that's cool, because it's still, you know, it's, nothing beats a live reading. Downer, what do you want, cooler?
Cooler.
Cooler it is. All right. And last but not least, if all those other communication things kind of taper off, and you never know, it's Labor Day weekend. We don't know what's going to happen. We got a few folks on hold right now. It doesn't mean they're going to keep on coming. We'll actually go to the folks that can't do any kind of comms. Sometimes people can't. They're at work or in a library, and all they're going to do is type on their phone. And then the last resort is we'll take people text, messenger, chat. But those are rough because there's a big delay. And the exchange of information is very slow. All right. I think we just keep on.
All right, let's get going.
First caller is area code 347, which is in the great state of New York. Whom are we speaking with?
Hello there.
Hi, Deborah. Yeah. Jimbo, this is Tanika. I just wanted to call you guys for my birthday, of course.
We made this prediction finally correct. Usually
happy birthday.
Yeah, it is. Right. Usually we're always
thank
wrong.
You.
I hope it's been a pretty decent day for you, you know. Yeah.
It's been okay. I've been trying to make the most of it.
Well, that's good. That's what you have to do. You know, when we think back, it was a couple of years with the pandemic. I don't think people celebrated much of anything.
Well, no, they didn't. And, you know, after a few years of being an adult, that birthday thing isn't that big of a deal anymore anyway. It's just another day older. You know?
Yeah,
true. It really is. I mean, there's some milestones. 18, ooh, I get to vote. 21, oh, I get to legally drink. 25A, my insurance takes a big drop. 30, it takes another big drop. Unless you're a bad driver, but yeah. Other than that, you know, once you hit a certain point where it's like, oh, there's another birthday coming.
So, you know what, Tamika, birthdays always include birthday wishes. So I'm wondering what your birthday wish for this year would be.
Definitely for peace in my life and the right partner to come along, for sure.
Sounds like a good one to me.
Sounds like winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Now others might wonder, well, hey, what's the deal about birthdays? The deal about birthdays is, according to this method that my grandmother taught me, is that when it is your birthday, it's as if you are standing, we'll say Mount Everest, you're standing on the top, right there on the top. Excuse me. And if you turn all the way around in a good 360 degrees, you have nothing but a complete view. So that's what the cards are really like on a birthday.
Okay, well,
a lot of times people will buy a birthday reading from me to be able to give away to somebody else. We've done many of those over the years.
Well, let's see what those cards say about the birthday girl.
Here we go.
She would like her life to be a lot less stressful and chaotic.
Yes.
And the right person to come along. Not Mr. Wrong.
Mr. Right Now.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Well, if it's Mr. Right Now, then he ain't Mr. Right. He's Mr. Wrong.
That's right. Well, he can be fun for a little bit.
Well, yeah. But I think,
it can't be exactly 25. It just needs to be over.
I don't think it's for funness.
No, you reach a place when you're really ready for something much more.
That difference. You know, some people are. Some people forget. They always want to be stupid, even when they're like 50.
Well, there's a saying, you're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
Forever.
Well, all right. Now, remember, this is where you're standing right today on the day you were born. My perception is that I counted one too many. I often think those are supposed to be included.
Hey, she's looking at me like I'm the super card expert.
Keep talking, Jim. I've
got
to read to them.
We had a missed deal.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I really
don't like to read the missed deal.
No, I don't think you should, but that was up to you. I wasn't going to tell you.
Depends. Sometimes I'll ask the person I'm reading for, would you like that additional card or two to be included?
Too late now. She scrapped them. She's
reshuffling.
That's all
right, Tamika. You wanted better cards than me.
As well, you can hear. You hear the sound of shuffling.
Yeah.
The all sound right. of shuffling.
Like silence.
Hello, mm-hmm. darkness, my old friend.
Excuse me.
All right, let's not go to Splendid Garfunkel. Some people have never heard. You concentrated pretty hard on this.
Oh, I did.
How's the weather going up there? Is fall coming? Can you tell for sure now?
Yeah, it's seeming pretty different to me now. It's still warm, but I can tell the difference in the air.
Yeah, yeah. And how about mm-hmm. these? Are they getting ready to go crazy and start dropping?
Yeah, they are. They already have started where I live.
Yeah, ours have started too. I've been out there. I went out there and blew some leaves off the back porch. And about an hour later, there's about a dozen more. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
It's
early
sad.
September. Relax, leaves.
I'm not ready. And
chill
Christmas,
out, trees.
Christmas and stuff is coming way too quickly.
Yes.
Which means all goodbye right. money.
That's right. Excuse me. Well, first of all, I am happy to tell you that you may feel like you are walking in a storm right now, Tamika, with all that I know that's going on in your life. But you are going to step out of it. It's very much like, think of the Wizard of Oz, that house up in the tornado, and pretty soon it lands. Open that door, and what does she have in front of her? Forget about the witch. I'm talking about the garden.
1930s clear, which is amazing back then.
It was.
For the technology for the time.
So that is what I'm perceiving for you. This move is not to be dreaded. You should really anticipate it with a lot of good feelings. There is peace attached. You are going to make new friends. I see them all over the place here for you. And if you have what I would call like a doubting heart, try to tell it to be quiet because things are really going to get good for you, honey. Now about a person here, I see the one that we've been talking about. I think Darius, he's going to come around and tell you he's really quite tired of being a player. He is looking to settle. He knows he can't work you into being a hookup because you're just not going for it.
He gets to decide when the right moment is.
He's deciding for himself, and she can decide.
True that. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because I don't know that I'd be that. If the female that I was yearning for that was doing that to me, I'd be like, I think that left a bad taste in my mouth forever.
There's a new man coming for you, too.
Oh, no, there you go. That could be a good taste, so to speak.
I think this is going to be a fun guy, somebody to go and have a good time with.
Good time, Charlie.
There's another one here, too, and these ones are in Florida. So when you get there, you can expect you're going to Team Tamika, and they're going to love you. They really are.
There are a lot of – Florida can bring a lot of –
Oh, you're going to have fun.
I wanted to stay there. I was in the Navy. That was one of the places I didn't want to leave. I had too much fun there.
They have wicked weather, but...
Well, yeah, I mean...
You know, what are you going to do?
So does everywhere.
Now, your cards are indicating, Tamika, that you will find a new man standing in front of you, not necessarily... God, I never can say his name. Orion?
Aries.
Yes.
You're going to have your choice of two.
Yeah, Ryan.
All right. What, that's his constellation.
I don't think that was his, though.
No.
It'd be funny if it was, though.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. No, you're going to have two different. They are, you've got the one that you are, you know, your seat on, that you really like. Or, you know, the one that's in your heart right now. But the other one, oh, boy, he's a king of hearts. And, boy, I'll tell you, amongst all of them featured in a deck of playing cards, I love men that are characterized as being a heart because they have heart. They're full of heart, you know. That's very good. They make wonderful husbands and fathers. Where the other guy, he's still trying to outgrow his man whore days, if you know what I mean.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They don't always say that. Well, some do. Some can be 60 years old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no guarantee that there is an end to that. There's no guarantee. That is an individual case-by-case basis.
Except I can tell from the card. So if you meet one and you wonder, is he a man or two? Well, you just come on right back to the Psychic Love Doctor show, and I'll tell you all about it. Whether you
intuitive
can,
I will.
And I it want you to know. Go ahead.
No. I want to keep listening. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say, I feel that you're going to land a pretty good job right away, but you may do a little job hopping. And once you have a job, you've become a much more attractive. Candidate for better jobs. So bear that in mind. It's going to be a great year if you will choose for it to be. Okay?
Because I've had so much anxiety about the move as it's coming closer. Like all day today, I've just had so much bubbling up in me, like so much anxiety about like being around my family again. And I'm trying not to think of it as a negative thing, but I don't know. I have a lot of worry about it, but I'm really trying to just think of it as a positive. Because I know it's a positive. I do know that. But I just dread the way my family treats me. And I don't want to fall back into that, fight or flight mode.
It's a temporary necessary evil at this point. But it's temporary. Big word, temporary.
You can't choose your family, but you can your friends. And I've seen before that you'll end up either in your own place or sharing a space with somebody that you are very compatible with.
You got to take the first step first, which is you have to make that move.
And now here's the big one for you.
Uh-oh.
I like to save the big one for last. There is great potential that you could become married before this time next year.
Married.
Yeah. All right. Jimbo, what you got?
And stand by, because I forgot to tell everybody about this part of the show. At the end of your reading with Deborah, I will play the harp sound, because that means we're getting ready to say goodbye, but we're going to give you an angel card reading on the door. So when you hear
the
reading with Deborah.
Can I ask that?
You'll get an angel card reading. That's a quickie. It's not going to take forever. And here is Tamika's.
Yes.
Subject is career transition. Archangel Shamael.
Oh, yeah. Shamael.
Shamu. Yep. Yellow Sea World. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change, which is what you saw.
Yeah.
Something about a career. And it makes sense. If you're moving to a new place with all these different new opportunities, it makes sense that you got to have a career change in there somewhere.
Yeah, very true.
Which means all the people will fall into place.
Years ago, people took a job and they stayed at it. So they got that gold watch or whatever it was after 20, 30 years. Now the whole landscape has changed where you have to be very strategic and intuitive about your working future. That causes a lot of change, but change is really good. It's part of having passion and moving ahead with your life. So,
thanks very much, Tamika. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Tamika.
Thank you for holding to be the first caller.
Thank you.
Got to move home, baby.
Yes, and honey, call us again. All right. Thank you so much. Oh, you're so well.
I got real soft. Did you turn it
down? Yeah, I did because there was background.
Oh, her background. I got you. All righty. First of all, international shout out to the UK, to Michelle.
Yay.
Michelle.
Oh, and also to send over to, over across the pond, we'll say, Donna Marie has had her baby.
Oh, really?
Yes. A very healthy, very beautiful boy.
Is it just real super recent?
Yes.
Oh, wow, cool. She was kind of due for a while, wasn't she?
She looked like she was ready to pop.
She was probably ready to cry because she wanted to have it.
Oh,
so bad.
The last weeks are miserable for a lot of people.
Well, because it's kind of like a race, a marathon or whatever. It's like
the last.
It's like once you know the end's there, it makes it tougher. It's like you're only halfway through, you wouldn't really probably freak out as much. But when you know the end's there, I can almost touch the finish line, but it's so slow.
Yeah.
God damn it, get this kid out of me.
Best wishes and congratulations.
Indeed, yeah. It would be cool to hear from her when she's back on her feet.
Yes, it will.
Indeed, it will. All right, we're going to...
What are we going to do?
We're going to take another caller, but I was just seeing Michelle says, I used to have that song.
Which song? Michelle?
Michelle.
Isn't that a Beatles?
Oh, yeah. Great tune.
Yeah, it wasn't, and it has, like, French in it, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, that's an old song. I think it was on the top 40 when I was in seventh grade.
I mean, that was the early Beatles, yeah. That was before they grew their hair and did the 70s hippie thing. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I had to yell. I don't know why. All right. We're going to go to area code 229, which I think we're dropping down to the Peach State, Georgia, 229.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the show. What is your
first
name?
Thank you all for taking thank you all for taking my call. I'm Melvin from Georgia.
Well, hi there, Melvin.
Melvin.
How are you doing?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I'm doing, it could be better, but I have two little small questions I'm really concerned about. One of them about my neighbors upstairs. They are so annoying, and they constantly beat on the floor, and they got these kids running around, and I don't call the police because the kids are unattended to. And so I talked to my landlord as well. And I video record them as well. I have that saved. So I just need to know, do you see them being evicted or moving out on their own?
Evicted. You
know what?
In other words, does he see them getting the hell out of Dodge?
And they live above you?
Yes.
Oh, how annoying.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
They've been beating on stuff ever since this morning. And they do it every day.
Is it the kids?
It's both. They let the kids run around and bang, but the girl is a white girl and a black guy, and they do it on their own, too.
The hell's wrong?
They do it on their own. And every time they leave the house.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to know, do you see, I talked to my landlord, her name is Bessie, and she gave them a warning because the guy don't supposed to be there. At all. He's not on the lease. So is they going to be evicted shortly? Because I'm about to continue to go to this, you know.
Well,
you
have
get
you
down
spoken, did you ever speak to them?
Did I do what now?
Did you ever talk to them about it, the actual name themselves?
I spoke with both of them. I knocked on their door myself before I called the police a couple of weeks ago. And I told them, and they run into the door, like, we too loud, aren't we? I said, yeah, you know that. And so I spoke with their mother, the girl, mother and father, and they was like, well, we're going to try to find a downstairs apartment. So, but they haven't. But I just want to know, do you see them moving?
Well, Mel, sometimes, please don't despair, because they are looking. They are honest about that. And I do feel they're going to have to leave because we're in the state of Commonwealth of Virginia. You can't just let somebody move in your apartment with you. They have to be
on the lease.
Screened also.
Supposed to be on the lease most of the time.
Yeah.
Depending on where you which, and if they're not on the lease, then they're caught.
The landlord told me Thursday that she already gave them a warning about the guy that's supposed to be there. I said, that guy don't even listen to you because he's there every day. He's there now as we speak.
Sure, yeah, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Just try to bear with it till they are able. I do think she is intending to serve them eviction. Okay?
How soon is
that? I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what the laws are in Georgia. But I will tell you up here in Virginia, can't just write people a letter anymore and say, be out in 30 days. A lot of times you have to get it what's called an unlawful subpoena.
Oh, yeah, they give them 30 days.
So I do think they're already looking. And make more peace for yourself. Try not to deal with them anymore.
Yeah,
because if they're on their own, they aren't going to be there.
Once they get in the
picture,
stand by.
Yeah. No. Now, there's a little bit of good news in your cards. I see some money coming to you.
Hello.
And it's not too far away. It's very unexpected, but you will be delighted.
Everybody loves money.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep, some,
is that
okay. More details. Coming here, she doesn't have any details.
Breaking up a little bit.
Yeah,
we're kind of breaking up. Okay. Yeah, you're breaking up. Are you moving around? You can find a really good place for
reception. Yeah, yeah. And my second question I wanted to ask, because we're breaking up a little bit, is that this girl that I talked to today, her name is Ashley. And see, my birthday is next Saturday. And I invite her over to come over to my place on my birthday, and we talked on the phone, and I just want to know, is she interested in if she's coming over?
I believe right now
she's
she is.
She's a beautiful woman.
I did see
she's
her in
32
my...
years old.
Oh, she's beautiful. Well, that doesn't...
Yeah, she's...
Well, yeah, you got to like eye candy.
So I want you to bear in mind, Melvin, right at this moment, in this, you know, period of time,
yep.
She has every intention of coming.
That's your plan.
But now please don't feel, you know, a sense of rejection or something if she has to make a change.
As long as she makes a change and tells you about it, I mean, because life happens, you know.
Yeah.
But if she just
doesn't show
up, that's a whole different ballgame. But if she says, hey, they screwed my schedule at work, I got to work, or something like that, it is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah, get her. And try to arrange another.
Just say, you know, up your rain check.
Yeah.
Maybe next week or something.
Yeah. But
okay.
If she, and I,
but down,
I do not. Go
ahead. Will this be a good woman for me? A good fit? Want to be in a relationship?
Look like still for.
I'm not sure
too
yet.
Too soon?
Yeah, I think.
Not sure yet.
Because, you know, when you meet for a first date, that's like a job interview.
Yeah, and people are not necessarily showing their dirty laundry in the closets yet right away.
And you might sit down with her and think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go, you know, start raving crazy, listen to her talk anymore.
You don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. But she's not saying it's not going to be your
birthday. I'm saying don't get upset.
Don't think that means down the tube. But, you know, you should keep calling, especially after you guys do meet, and then call us back. Or you can call us back anytime, but especially then.
We would love to check in.
Yeah, you can let us know what you think, and then she can take a look
at
it.
All right.
Okay. Almost lost my glasses.
Take care, and if we don't hear from you before then, have a happy birthday. And wait for your angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading before... And just to let everybody know, we don't hang up on you. We put you back on hold
if you want to
continue to listen to the show. All right. Anyway, your subject is All Is Well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything has happened exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Love it.
And that could apply to both of those questions.
Good.
Or something else in his life. Tell us about.
Those people are going to hit the road, and it won't be too much longer. Okay.
And it's my... At least they understand and are they're trying to proactively get a bottle or apartment too.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything malicious about them. Or,
yeah, you don't think they're not going to start sending out hit squads or anything like that. They just want to, you know.
Right.
They obviously want to continue to be noisy, but they want to do it in a place where they can get away with it.
They need to go somewhere that they can be noisy.
You go now. Yes. You've been out 4 hours.
That's
all right.
What is that from?
I remember that. That's
a Korean...
stand-up comedian about being at the buffet forever.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Call back again, Melvin.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care of my friends.
Yeah.
All right. When was the hump?
All right.
Let's do our hump. Let's do the stuff we do on humps, on hump day. Well, it's not hump day. It's hump part of the show.
Oh.
In other words, we give the disclaimer again, and we give out the number verbally. The disclaimer is that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We still want everybody to have a good time, but just bear that in mind when you get your reading.
Yeah.
All you folks that have had more than one, you already know this, but this is for the newbies. And also, another thing is if you're an international viewer, listener, whatever, and you let us know, we'll give you a national shout-out.
Yes, we will.
And I think one more thing. I'll verbalize it, even though people probably know the number if they're listening. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. We have callers on hold. But there's a lot of show left.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not on hold now, you can call in and get a reading.
You can still get online.
It's not one of those. It's not out of control for people we have on hold.
Yep.
Doable. So let me see who's next on my list because I don't want to screw around here. Aha. I found it. Now just a minute. I got some things open. There we go. We're going to 779, Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
779.
Hello.
779 is not the best zip code ever. It's the worst zip code ever.
I thought you were.
I don't
want
to hear it.
I thought you were going to have that tattooed on your head.
Yeah, no. I'm going to have it tattooed on you.
Whoa!
Yeah, because you keep saying, "Ooh, Illinois, the best state in the world." No, it's the crappiest state in the world, next to California. So there you go. Boom.
Our friend Teresa calling.
Yeah, I have contempt for this state.
She loved a long time.
Right.
So,
you guys are cutting in and out.
Okay.
I'm going to listen.
All right. Go ahead and tell us what you're...
Okay, so I'm just calling to see what you can see about my little dog, Stella, the one that got lost, about her health and everything else.
Okay. You said she's elderly?
Yeah, she's 15.
But is she a little dog or a big dog?
Yeah, Stella's a little dog. She's my little Chinese crested. She's my first Chinese crested I ever got.
Right. Don't they live a pretty long time, pretty good long time?
Say that again?
Okay. Doesn't that breed live good a long time?
So bad.
Is it bad?
Gotta be.
Yeah. Your connection's really bad.
Well, what's weird is it's got to be the microphone because when she speaks, it's perfect.
Teresa,
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another one of these.
You can hear me?
Yes.
But Deb breaks up?
Yes.
Wow.
Different frequency. We'll have to check on the little settings on the microphone then.
Yep, there you go. That's a little better.
Well,
lower your volume a little bit.
Stella's my little 15-year-old Chinese crested. She's an old lady.
Okay. All right, you feel like I'm not going to fight with her?
Huh?
You see, you might have
talk
to.
Talk after
her. Do you feel like there may be something health-wise wrong with her?
Yes. Well, she's old. She's getting a little doggy senile because the whole situation with the when she got lost was completely bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it didn't make sense.
It's not coming through as she's on her way out. So I'm not picking up anything like that.
Okay.
But with your concerns, I see you right here. It might be good to have it looked at.
Okay. Yeah, she has a vet appointment.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And, you know, I've always thought you were intuitive. So if you've got that gut feeling about her, definitely check
it
out.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm looking at, like, you know, well, her mental capacity is a little, and her eyes are getting cloudy. I mean, she's 15 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that's old for a dog. I'm thinking more towards, like, maybe kidney issues or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
not. Yeah, we had that with a couple of our dogs, and they gave her them prescription. Is it good now?
Better.
Okay. They gave them a prescription dog food.
I'm the man.
Okay.
And really helped. So, yeah,
okay.
I'm not saying that she's about to, you know, cross the Rainbow Bridge or anything close to that. So.
Okay, good. And you don't see the other dog, honey, Pee-Pee Pie, in there.
Not really.
She's senile and old, too.
Uh-huh. So you take good care of them. They have long lives.
Yes,
good.
They do.
Yeah. What a good mommy you are.
Oh, yeah. I try. I spend more money on my dogs than I ever do myself. I go broke because of my dogs.
Oh, well, that's love
yeah,
for
we do
you,
that.
You
yeah,
know?
We're in that same boat.
Yeah, we do that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I just throw money at them. If anything's wrong, I have to buy Stella because she's got hot spots on her neck. I just had to buy her, like, a new e-collar because she won't stop scratching, and my homemade collars aren't doing it. So I'm a mess.
Yes. Okay, we got you. We understand.
All right, here we go for your angel card.
Okay, we're going to go
Yes.
Whoa, well, then here we go. Compassion, Archangel Zedkiel, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
I don't know how that translates. It's in Dogville.
Well, dogs got different thinking, you know. Or maybe that's what maybe the dog wants people to soften their hearts.
Oh, that could be.
Maybe she's like, hey, you know, I got problems. Please be nice to me.
You have a really soft heart, and I'm sure she loves your vibe, Teresa. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that damn dog loves me. So, you know, pain in my butts, all of them. Take all my money, but it's okay. I'll just keep working. I'll go work the street corner if I have to just take care of my dogs.
I've got some news for you. Kids are expensive too. Real kids.
Yes.
Kids and dogs. Kids and dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't have those. Dogs are slightly less expensive.
Oh, a lot more. Yeah, a lot less expensive.
Yes.
I'm glad I never had two-legged kids.
Well,
all right.
I know. Yeah.
Thank you.
I
love you guys.
We love you too.
I'll call tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Wunderbar.
Bye bye, darling. Bye. Nice to hear from you.
Okay.
And for those who might be wondering, wow, it seems like old home week with them, you know, folks. I met her at my office in Virginia Beach, and that's how we first, you know, it's funny, these cards bring people closer together. And a lot of it is, I see your heart and the heart of those you're involved with. And that will cause relationships to form. Is there a problem? You made a look. No. Okay. All right.
No.
Hey, relax.
What? Just while we turned the volume down on the microphone and it all made you sound smooth. I was listening as we did it. So it's all good.
I know, it's from public speaking.
Well,
and I've always been a loud talker.
Well, and that's even so much that, I mean, there's a lot of times we put this microphone away, and these buttons are going to change.
Yeah.
We should probably make a note of this, all their settings. But
probably.
Right now, but at least if we got it working, we got it working. Okie dokie, real quick, and don't worry, caller, we got another caller on hold, but I want to open up the door. Let me type it first. I know at least Michelle's here for sure, but sometimes she can't messenger because her kids are sleeping. But we have others.
Yes.
So the messenger door is open for a little bit, and then another caller, which thank you for being patient, and we're going to get it. You'll be gotten no matter what. Even if we have to extend the show, and we can, and we will, if we have, we will get you.
You sound very determined.
Yeah, well, it's, especially at this time. And if we get some other folks say, oh, I don't think I'm still call in.
There's
the
time.
List is long.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Whoa, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. All right, it looks like that measure window is going gone. It is what it is. All right, we're going to take our caller that's been patiently on hold in area code 843 South Carolina.
Wow.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, and what is your first name?
First name is Christy.
Christy.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, you were in Facebook, were you not?
I was, yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I was taking a guess because it's not like there's no two Christies out there.
I think
we've
talked to you a long time ago, maybe.
No, ma'am. This is my first time ever.
All right. Well, we appreciate that you're here and say welcome.
Well, it's cool. So you've been watching, listening for a while, so you know at least the basics of the readings. You can have a reading on anything you want. Don't do lottery tickets or sports betting or anything like that, but anything game, anything you would like.
Yeah, tell us. Please.
Info.
Yes, I would just like to get sort of a general reading. Just want to know what is it that I just kind of need to know to keep going.
Well, you got to, like I say, first time person with a general reading, that means we know nothing about anything going on in your life.
I have to build a spiritual link.
So that kind of reading would be kind of like,
yeah,
it's kind of like foggy and unclear. Yeah.
So something, an area.
You don't have like
after work,
love, career,
love life,
you know, pets pissing you off.
Okay, I guess maybe possibly love and career.
Love and career, okay, that's cool. Then you have things going on in both. You have somebody in your life and you have a career right now?
You're kind of going a little in and out, so.
Now I am.
Now it is.
Now I am. That's
okay. It's just blog talk.
Do you have anything in the working career for both of us?
Yeah, we're trying to get to a little bit of specificness so that your reading will actually provide insight for you.
Okay. Well, there is someone that kind of is in the picture. There's kind of like two people, but I'm just not sure with the person if they're the right person for me or not.
That's a good question.
And about your career, your work?
Yes, ma'am. I am right now in the healthcare field, and I just wanted to know if you see anything with me advancing a little more.
Okay, that's very good. All right, you're going to have to give me a moment now.
Sure, so that is a good question. I have a question. Do you obviously like the healthcare field because you want to advance, so obviously you want to stay in there. So, right? You do like that field, correct?
You like work?
Yes, I've been a nurse almost 7 years. So.
Oh well, yeah, you're good.
God bless you, honey, because you people have gone through hell.
But it is a great career field
and
for people out there.
What? Oh, medicine.
Demand is so
medicine
high.
Medicine in general.
Well, and nurses are a big demand.
Oh, I think they're short.
Well, after all this COVID stuff, a lot of people got scared and flew de coop. And they were getting overworked, beat
but
to death.
But I'll tell you, you folks are angels out there taking care of people. And, you know, you should get more recognition and money
Cha-ching.
Than you do. That's my
Absolutely.
Little
spot. Well, but no, that's why she's looking. If she can advance up in the ranks, that means the dollar signs will go up too.
Okay, tell me which of the two potentials you have, because they're right here. And if you tell me a little bit more, like names would be good. If you give me their name, their first name, so I can differentiate.
Okay. Yes. So the first person, his name is Trey. This actually was someone that I had dated for a long time. And the other person, his name is Brian.
Brian. All right. Well, right now, as I'm reading your cards, remember this is the first time. Every reading you get after this would build in clarity.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. I'm seeing right now the one most focused in terms of a future, you know, relationship continuing is, what was the first name? The first
Trey.
Guy? Yes. Yeah, and you don't
Trey?
Think so?
Is it Trey?
Trey?
Yes, I was recently also, well, not recently, but I was also told that he is a twin flame. He is my twin flame.
Is what?
A twin flame, and you know what? This should confirm to you.
I know nothing about
because we don't use twin flames in this type of system. But I'll tell you what, he looks very committed and very much for you. And we talked earlier about how the hearts, the face cards of the deck made it by the hearts are really the best partners to have. They're very devoted. They are very sensitive, caring, compassionate. For a nurse, you couldn't ask for a better guy because he would be an excellent caregiver. Like if you're sick or you go to have surgery or something like that, he's in a very loving manner. So, yeah. The other one, here's the problem with him. He's looking off to the future. So it's like, yeah, he might find you, you know, interesting and all, but he's still looking for somebody else, somebody different.
Okay.
And I really think that Trey would make an awesome husband and father. Just throwing that out there for you.
Sure. And,
and no,
career,
yeah,
anything career-wise.
In terms of your career. Right now,
okay.
It seems like you really could use a nice promotion, raise. And, you know, sometimes we have to leave the place we're working at and go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I have many folks that are, what?
Yes.
Oh, that are actually.
He made it.
Yeah, he did. They're in the healthcare field from nurses all the way up to like cardiac surgeons are in my within my clientele, and they've had to actually move to a different medical center. Some are moving across the country in order to nail down a good promotion. Where you are right now, I think it's going to be long in coming, and I hate to say that, but it looks like it could be a while.
So it's yeah, well, it's better to know these things.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's not good news. Sorry about that.
But, it's realistic news so that you don't
sit
and wait for a promotion that just doesn't come this way. And here's another thing I found. When a place finds out, like the facility where you're working at, when they find out that you are looking elsewhere, it's funny how they will start to wheel and deal to keep you.
There's potential. There's potential there.
Yep.
So,
because they'll be like, oh, we can't afford to lose her.
Yeah. So, see, this could work very strategically to your, you know, your benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now is your angel card time.
Yeah, stand by for your angel card reading before
yes.
we say goodbye. And also, before we even do that, your first time caller, but you're welcome. Anybody is welcome to call every single show we do.
Sure.
Some people think, well, I just called yesterday. I can't call the next. You can call every single day we do a show.
Oh, yeah.
And you should do so, especially if you got something really pressing in your mind and you want to keep digging into it. Just only for show.
Right.
We've never actually heard anybody call twice for show.
No.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But anyway. Hey, real quick. Before we say adios. Compassion. Archangel Zedekiah. Open your heart with respect to this situation. And all the people involved, including yourself.
Huh.
So,
and that one we had earlier for someone.
But it wanted to come up for her. This is our first reading with her, so we don't, you know.
Now, please call again, and we will look
forward. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See, you're welcome. And you know what? This is so good for people to know where they're at, to take the temperature of their career.
Yeah, temperature of your current situation depending on what you want to know about.
For her as a nurse, she needs to take the temperature of her career because they're in high demand and they're giving out a lot of bonuses.
Yeah, and she might just be in a place that for some reason is, as far as their employment staff, is well staffed. So there isn't a lot of place, there isn't a lot of movement.
Yeah.
But like you said, you look elsewhere, you can go, gotta go.
And if her work is at such a caliber that they can't afford to lose her, funny how they'll start flipping that checkbook.
Yes. Yeah. Once they say, you know, I think I got to start looking around.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, wow, no. All right. We're going to pick up our next caller.
All righty.
This is area code 520, Arizona 520. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hi. I didn't expect to get in. I just called. This is Lisa. And
hi, Lisa.
I have talked to you.
Yeah, I remember the area. We extended the show, so you're not going to get screwed out of a 2-minute reading or anything.
You're good to go. So refresh our memory. Yeah.
Okay. So I had asked you there. I think there was a phone call that I was getting that said, and you said toward the end, just before we hang up, you said it's that they might try to come across as believable in the way that they want a bank account, and it could be related to an inheritance. Do you at all see this as legitimate in the past?
Okay. The only thing that's kind of touchy is that their phone number is blocked and they're not calling through an attorney.
Right, and they would not be pressing you for info. They would be willing to meet in person with paperwork. But
all
yes.
Right, and I think you're right to press this for us to take a look at this.
They want me to meet them in person to sign for the documents, they said. And they've been now calling, like, family members. And I told my family members, you know, just ignore them, because I did call the lawyer, I did call the police, but now I'm wondering, but it just, some of the stuff that they were saying was really weird, and I, you know, they had all my names, my three names, my first, my middle, and my last, and
it's interesting, just, I can see a conundrum, I see why you're questioning, because half of it sounds legit and half of it does not.
I think you need to ask for their credentials.
I would definitely ask, all right, give me your name, give me your firm number. Give me all this stuff.
And if they
bail, then you know it's crap.
Or if they are very evasive, then something's not right.
Now, I will say some of these. Go ahead.
Yes.
Because as you were doing the reading for me, I think it was just, I can't remember when, but as hanging up, you said it could be they're going to try to come across as legitimate in the way that they want a bank account, and also it would be due to an inheritance. So I don't know. It's just a little weird.
But we're concerned for your safety mainly.
Physical safety and financial safety.
Yeah, and your identity. And here's the thing. There is a secret. There's a secretiveness around, because I just put a point blank to the cards. Should you do what they're asking, or you know, and the cards are saying no, not in the manner that they want to do it.
You take control.
Yeah.
You say, here's how this is going down. A, we're going to meet in a public place. B, I'm going to have a lot of my buddies and friends around. And C, you're going to give me all the paperwork associated with what you do before we even do any kind of exchange of information. You're going to give me all sorts of credentials.
Or she could refer them to her lawyer.
Yeah, or I'm going to get all sorts. I want all your guys' credentials, and then I'm going to leave, and we'll meet again after I take you out.
Yeah,
how do you think about that?
I think you need to be suspicious here.
It's
not kosher. It's not coming through right. And I realize you'd probably love to receive an inheritance gift.
Because if they got your number, they can call you, they can send you legal documents registered.
And you could give them your like.
Well, your phone number and all her friends. They already know her address. They could send her legal registered documents.
Yeah.
Scary part.
So I think you should stay strong.
Always be cautious.
They're trying to wear you down, and I'm not getting a good feeling.
And hey, if you want to meet, we'll meet at the lobby of the police station. I'll have family and friends there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I receive what you're saying, and that's I just wanted to say one more time.
Sure.
As we were hanging up, that's what you had said. You know, they're going to come across as
believable. Yeah, and they may even send you a letterhead or an email. I would still check this
Which
out.
Which anybody can type up on the computer with this fancy paper.
They're
with a
being
good printer.
Really sketchy by not just sending you a letter.
Yeah, you could say, slow down. I'm in no hurry here. I want to take this step by step. And if you don't like it, I'm full of shit.
All right, read your... Getting close to
already. This is now, so now you gotta wait.
We will wait.
Shame on you. No, that's not what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why I threw it down.
Yeah.
Your angel card says you know what to do. Archangel Uriel.
Yep.
Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you guys a lot. Okay. Thank you. I'll just listen to your show. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
yes.
you. And we would love to follow your situation. So please call us again. All right. And stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Well, it
I
looks
guess
like
it's time.
It looks like all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
Well, we went over a little bit, like a minute.
We actually had a meeting to get to.
Yeah, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
We meet up with our